summarize, you've been asked about this game and downplayed it now that it's here. What are your thoughts on
it? It's a big game for us as a team, as an organization. We still have some things yet to be done, and this is a huge game for us as a football team moving forward.
Are you trying to keep the lid on your emotions, and is it working?
Well, I mean, my emotions are going to be where they are when the time comes. It's no use to me pouring out my emotions and all that stuff now, because it's not going to do any good. What it's going to do good is when we touch the field, and I'm everything that I need to be for my teammates, using my emotion into that. And not just relying on my emotion, but allowing my emotions to enhance my play, hopefully.
Brian, what was the best part about your years in Philly?
The best part, I don't know if there's one particular best part. I think, anytime that you spend a long time in one place, you connect with teammates and the relationships that you form. Me being a blessed man of God, the people that I've been able to come in contact with from a spiritual aspect was always a blessing to be there when people come through there. Meet my connection with the fans is always something that I'll cherish.
The fans there are notorious for not exactly rolling out the welcome mat for visitors. What sort of reaction and do you think that you'll get when you take the field?
I don't know. At the end of the day, I know once when in Philadelphia as a fan that they are die hard for their team. And if you're an opposing team, you're no longer on their team. So I don't expect 100% cheers out there, if that's what you're saying, if that's what you're asking.
What was it about you that resonated so much with the Philly fans? I mean, they love you, obviously. You're not coming. What was it about you?
Philly is a blue-collar place. They work hard for what they have in their families, and I'm not saying that's not everywhere, but you understand what I'm saying, that they want someone to care as much as they do on the football field, and that they don't feel like you're giving your all, if they don't feel like that you're pouring yourself out on the field, and then they're going to let you know about it. They're not going to hold their tongues. They're going to let you know exactly how they feel. And so I've always played with my emotions on my shoulders, whether it was crying, whatever I feel like, that's what I let out. I've always been that way. And I think that connected with them.
How much are you going to share your knowledge of both sides of what they do with your guys in the locker room or coaches, spending so much time there and knowing the system?
I mean, we'll see if they have questions, we'll talk about different things if they have questions.
Brian, I'm sure you've thought about this a lot. What do you think Sunday's
going
to be like for you? I mean, at a place that, you love them, they love you.
It's going to be an electric atmosphere. I know that. It's going to be very very hype. But at the end of the day, once the whistle is blown in that first, the kickoff after that, the first hit is football. And I have to dial in, me and my teammates have to dial in. This is not just about me going back home. I know that's a story that you guys are going to write up, but this is about the Denver Broncos going into Philadelphia, a tough place to play against a very good football team. And so that's where our focus needs to be.
When you look at this situation, I mean, you look at the record in December for Philly, and it's pretty, second best record in football. You've been there. You know how well they play there. Given the situation you guys are in and needing this game, how tough of a situation is this for you guys to go into at this juncture?
Well, it's going to be a fight. That's what we have to make. We have to make this a fight. I understand the attitude or the mood of what they're talking about in the meeting rooms and their mentality, period, as far as this time of the year. I understand that. At the end of the day, it's about execution. And if we have to go down and we have to execute our game plans to a T. Whatever the coaches are asking us to do, we have to do it. And do it with a belief that the things that they're asking us to do will give us a chance to win the ball game. And if we do that, we'll put ourselves in position and we'll see what happens.
Brian, a guy as explosive as DeSean Jackson, how do you deal with that?
You have to limit him. You have to limit especially his yards after catch, because he's going to catch footballs. And he's a dynamic football player, speed, agility, quickness, and all that good stuff. And so the thing that you have to do is when he does catch the ball is limit his yards after the catch. So that means having tight coverage. That means making open field tackles at some point on him. And so that's going to be a total defense effort.
Coach Reed said that Brian Westbrook is going to be back this week. What dimension does he add to that running game? And when you look at that group, you know, McCoy, all those guys, what sort of problems?
Well, he doesn't just add something to the running game. He is a weapon all over the field, Brian. He's someone that, you know, they split him out as receiver. They get him the ball in screens. They use him in so many different ways. So he is not just a running back. And so having that dimension back in that offense is huge. And so we have to make sure we pay attention to him when he gets in the football game. And he's definitely somebody, and I don't have to tell anybody this, that you can't take him for granted at all, because at any given moment, you know, he's a special guy, and he can light you up.
Was it hard for you seeing what he went through this year?
Oh, absolutely. He's one of my best friends on the team, and I'm constantly in contact with him. And so, you know, it was a lot of prayers sent up by me to him for him, going through what he's been going through with those concussions and just other injuries that seem to have creeped up on him.
What's your relationship like with Donovan McNabb? What's it going to be like for you two to square off, you know, sort of for you finally be on the other side where you need to take some shots on him?
Maybe? Great relationship with Five. I have a great relationship with Mac Five. And, you know, I know he's just like anybody else coming into Philadelphia that's played there in the past. He's going to attack me. If he's given an opportunity, he's going to throw the ball my way and see if he can fit it in there. He's a guy that loves to play the game. He loves to step up the challenges, and you know, he likes to have a good time on the field. So, like I said, I don't expect him to do anything different than they would do with anybody else. If they give an opportunity, he's gonna throw my way.
How is it gonna be going to the Vizier side this time?
I don't know. We'll see once I get there.
Brian, what's your favorite memory of the Philly fans? I mean, we hear so much about them. What's your favorite memory of interacting with them, or whatever it shall be for?
I think my favorite reaction, of them is just the party, the celebration we had after we beat Atlanta to go to the Super Bowl after failing so many times before, and what that celebration was for the fans and for, you know, the coaches, and to see, you know, the tears flowing in the stands with the fans, because we didn't win the Super Bowl, but we had fallen short to get to that point so many times that that'll be something I always remember.
Brian, you've seen this offense from the Eagles up close and personal for a while. Is this the most explosive group you've seen overall?
They were pretty explosive our Pro Bowl year. I mean, Super Bowl year, when Otero was there. I think that they're doing everything that they wanted to do then. They have the personnel to do it, and so he's opening that thing wide open.